Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Yesner Law Podcast. My name is Sean Yesner, and in previous episodes, I've deviated from the law and from the area of law that we practice, and you know, frankly, it's my podcast, so if that's what I want to talk about, then I'm going to record these types of episodes. I hope that you enjoy these episodes, and if you have ideas for other episodes in a similar vein, please let me know. But today, what I wanted to talk about is how running made me a better networker. Now, like I've said, I deviate from time to time, and I've got some other podcasts related to my personal life, and that would be episode 5, where I talk about my emotionally charged connection and why I do what I do, and the story of the Phoenix and how that became the symbol of the law firm. But today, what I want to talk about is how running made me better at networking. Now, for that title to make any sense, I need to take you all back. I need to take you back to my wife's cousin's wedding. And I remember traveling with the family from Tampa to Atlanta to visit family, and then Atlanta to South Carolina for the wedding, and then driving from South Carolina back home. Now, those of you who have any familiarity with blood sugar will understand I was at a point where I was waking up multiple times during the night to use the bathroom. And even on the drive to Atlanta, which would normally be about a 7-hour drive, it took about 11 hours because I had to keep stopping to use the restroom at the different rest areas. And then again, from Atlanta to South Carolina, what would have been a 6-hour drive took 9 or 10 hours. And then again, from South Carolina back to Tampa, what would have been about a 7 or 8 hour drive, again, 10, 11, 12 hours. And it was really bad, and I had an insatiable thirst. I could not stop drinking, and it didn't matter what it was. Water, Gatorade, soda, beer, it didn't matter what I drank. I could not quench my thirst. Well, I decided this wasn't right. This wasn't the way it was supposed to be. And so I went to the doctor, and the doctor did a blood test, and my blood sugar was off the charts. And so the doctor looked at me and said, well, we've got two options for you. Number one, you can start eating right and get in shape. Number two, I can prescribe you insulin. Now, those of you that know me know I have a fear of needles. So insulin was not really an option for me. So I said, you know what, doc, let me pick up some books. Let me, you know, I know about nutrition, but let me really start to study it. And let me pick up a hobby. Let me start working out. Let me do some stuff. Well, around the same time, I had a really good friend who was very much into running and triathlons. And so she invited me to a run club that met on Wednesday nights. And I joined her. And that first run, the group typically runs between 3 and 4 miles. And there are some options on the course to run further than that for any runner who chooses to do so. But I figured, you know, I'm a beginner. I'll start with the 3-mile run, about a 5K race. And it took me about an hour to get through that 5K run. And calling that first one a 5K run really is not correct. It was a 5K walk fast, not a 5K run. And so I went back to my office, and I started to set goals for myself. Well, I want to run to this point, and then I'll give myself permission to walk a little bit. And then I'll run to the next point, give myself permission to walk a little bit. And you know, I have to have plenty of water, because if I don't have water, I'm not hydrated, I can't run as fast. And you know, I need to work out besides the run. And so I would run to the gym, which was about a mile away, do a very light workout, and then sort of limp home after tiring out the muscles. And I had to make sure that I ate right, and I had to make sure that I set goals for the amount of time that I slept. And I had to set goals for what races did I want to compete in, and what did I want my times to be in those races. And so I started doing that. I started setting goals, and I started tracking my results. And you know what? Over the course of the next year, not only did I get faster, and I was able to run longer distances, but I got more healthy, and I felt better. And I was not on insulin, and I am not on insulin, and I am controlling it with my diet and my exercise, and I recently started swimming with a goal of eventually participating in a sprint distance triathlon. So how does this relate to Yesner Law? How does this relate to the firm? What it made me realize is what I was doing was setting goals and tracking results. So what I did at the office was I looked at what goals do I have at the office? What goals do I have for the number of clients that I want to retain or have retain me on a monthly basis, on an annual basis? What are my income goals at the firm? What is my vision for the firm? What is my mission for the firm? Why did I record that episode about why I do what I do? And I started to set all those goals in connection with the law firm. And then I said, well, what things do I need to do to support those goals? In order to hit a certain time in a 5K, I need to make sure that I'm eating right and I'm drinking plenty of water and I'm practicing and I'm exercising. Well, in order to hit those income goals at the office, how many client appointments do I need to have? What networking groups do I need to belong to? How many of one area of law can I transition to another area of law if necessary? And so I started to set all those goals and track all those things. And you know what? Same concept applies. It doesn't matter if you're running a 5K race, swimming, biking, running a triathlon, or trying to get clients in the door, or even trying to represent a client in a certain type of case or a certain type of lawsuit. Set goals, track results. So running not only saved my life and got me more healthy and made me a more healthy person, it also helped me in my business. And so I thought that would be an interesting story to tell. I really do hope that you enjoy it. And I joked at the beginning of the episode, I do appreciate you listening, and I hope that you find these deviations from the law every once in a while to be a helpful to be helpful to you and to be helpful to your life and to your business. As always, if you have any topics that you think would make great future episodes, please let me know. My email is sean@yesnerlaw.com. You can also visit the website, which is yesnerlaw.com, yesnerlaw.com. And you can contact us from the page. There's links to the podcasts. There's links to the blogs and other useful and helpful information. So I appreciate you allowing me to deviate. I appreciate you allowing me to talk a little bit about something personal. And I hope you tune in to the next episode of the Yesner Law Podcast.